This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Amen. Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is some of the feedback that I'm getting right now on the topic of none other than, well, the making of slaves, modern education indoctrination. If you don't think that you are being enslaved, you might want to wake up, friends. It's called sin. And sin charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it may just cost you your eternity, friends. And the fact of the matter is, he who committed sin is a slave of sin, Christ said. And that's exactly right, and this is exactly what's going on, because we refuse the light, we've taken on the darkness. Because we refuse God, we've taken on the tyrants, and that's what it is. Well, that's a little extreme. No, that's a fact. That is a reality in this country. Just ask the 700,000 students every year that graduate that can't even read their own graduation diplomas. Perfect. This is great. If you remember right, folks, the way that plantation owners actually kept their slaves in servitude is they just made sure that they couldn't read or write. And it's exactly what is happening in this country right under your noses as you're caught up into the game of politics. Here's some of the feedback. You become a slave when you don't fight back. If you knew your Constitution, you would fight back. But you don't. So you are a slave, said this individual. Every year they put more and more chains on you, but you still don't believe you're a slave. One of the ways they do this is to illegally tax you. Read your Constitution. This empowers them. Not the fiscal part, because as they say, they print what they need anyways. No, the part that works is the psychological part. That is the part that they hook you with. That you have to pay for your government to get the services you don't want. They got you so bamboozled and hooked in so many ways, said this individual. They have been getting away with the wholesale crime since almost the beginning. But as long as you don't mind, and you don't, they won't neither. This is some of the feedback that I'm getting from the show today, from the article, friends. And this just didn't happen in one day, folks. What's happening in your country is incrementally. You know, I've seen a quote from one of the forefathers, which I admire greatly, by the way. He said that when you lose your rights, they're gone forever. I want to tell you something, that's not true. Rights are forfeited that God gave you. They're forfeited. In this country, there's no reason why they're taken away. And if you're willing to maintain the rights that God has bestowed upon you, then fight the good fight of faith. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, "When the people fear the government, you have tyranny." That's where you're at today, America. When the government fears the people, folks, diabolical or filial, that's up to them. You have liberty. And again, the good news is you still have the freedom to do the right things. You have the freedom, America, today that God has bestowed upon you through his mercy to still, even this far into where we're at concerning the president, friends, to right the wrongs. But like this individual said, but you don't. You add strength to tyranny by your inaction, America. You know, so many people believe that we need to have a revolution. You are incorrect. We do not need a revolution. We need a reformation. The Constitution doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. And it needs to be not reread by a good majority of the American people. It simply needs to be read by a majority of the American people that have never taken the time to read it in the past. Let me show you in ways how you've been enslaved. Let me go back just a little bit. Okay. Remember what John D. Rockefeller said? He said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. I want a nation of slaves. And then I shared with you Harriet Tubman, who was liberating other slaves that realized they were slaves. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if they only knew that they were slaves. You know, when my messages come forth on a daily basis, it always requires action. It always requires faith. When I listen to the modern day conservative, yesterday's liberal, it doesn't require anything but for me to sit back and be entertained by the stupidity of the person that I thought knew more than I did. Those are entertainers. They're appeasing their sponsors. That's how they make their millions of dollars every year. Not here. We're not appeasing anybody but the Spirit of the Most High God, because He will not be straightened. Let me go back real quick. Do remember the architect of Romneycare. Obamacare was Romneycare before it was Obamacare. How stupefied have the American people been? How dummied down have the American people been? Well, remember when Romney was running, he called himself a conservative? And guess what? All the professed conservatives of the day got behind him, a good portion of them. And everything he said was the opposite of what he did. And notice during the debates between him and Obama, do you know that not one time did he ever attack Obamacare? Of course he couldn't, because he was responsible for it in his state. And it was called Romneycare before it was Obamacare. But the American people were led to believe that Romney was a good guy. You know the pro-Second Amendment guy that was totally anti-gun? You know the pro-life guy, but not knowing that he was actually supporting Planned Parenthood out of his own funds? Even supporting, you know, pro-marriage, when in fact his state is the first one to take on, one of the first ones to take on homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of this country. Folks, you are being laughed at. You're being laughed at by these people. But let's go back to this. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romneycare and Obamacare, he said this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. He said, a lack of transparency is a huge political advantage, and basically call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. In other words, lie to them, lie we did, and we passed it because they believed what we said. That's what he said. That's exactly what he's saying. And folks, Jonathan Gruber has a whole plethora of things where he has mocked the American people for accepting his plan called Obamacare, which again used to be called Romneycare. Let's go over to Senator John Glenn real quick, just to show you how dummied down you have been, America. And it's nobody's fault. You can't blame anybody but yourselves. Do you recall when the late Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he'd been to the moon, right? He orbited. He was the first one to orbit. You know, folks, half the people in this country believe we've been to the moon, and the other half don't, just so you know. But listen to what he said. He said, Americans just want us not to be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. He said, why, if we had to do that, follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws we enact around here. Do you believe a thing this guy says? He just said we have to lie to the people to get things passed around here. Okay? He didn't hide it.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0743 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the making of slaves, keeping the American people dummied down enough to believe that they are not slaves. That's really the kicker here, friends. Wow. I've done colleges in South Carolina. I had 75 professors right in front of me. Kids, young adults are being indebted, going to the bank to get loans to pay these communists that don't even know the history of America, to indoctrinate your kids. When I had the opportunity to talk to them, I gave them my message that I do in tea parties, high schools, colleges, radio, television, so on and so forth. And there is no nice way to say that I was dealing with some seriously ignorant people. And you know what they do is they like to get everybody caught up into this intellectual moment where they talk over the heads of their students. You know, the reason it sounds so complicated, friends, you know, oftentimes when they're doing that, you need to have them explain it so you can understand it. And I want to tell you something. They can explain it for you to understand it because they themselves don't understand it. Happens all day long in politics and in indoctrination centers across the country, especially colleges. You know, I'm this big bad Brad that's going out there and just, you know, I'm the big troublemaker out there. And it's interesting. I don't ever get the media to call me. I don't get these people that have a problem to call me. I open up the lines for the last 15 years, and I think I've had two phone calls where anybody's had the internal fortitude to combat what we're saying. But see, they know they can't combat it because what I'm doing is simply bringing to light the way that Elijah did to King Ahab and his wife that was wearing the pants called Jezebel. Remember, Ahab called him the troubler of Israel, and Elijah rightly said back to Ahab, I'm not the troubler, it's you in your house that has forgotten the Father's commandments. 1 Kings 18. And that's all I'm doing is just simply, and I'm not claiming to be no Elijah, I'm just simply going back to the Word and the Constitution and sharing with you as to what the problem is today. But folks, going back to these professors in South Carolina, dumb as rocks. You know, I asked them simple questions like, what is our founding, you know, what form of government have we been bestowed? What's been given unto us? Are we a democracy or a republic? Every single one of them raised their hand and said we were a democracy. And that was just the beginning of the domino effect to expose these professors for their ignorance of American history. But America, no, America's not. No, America's not being enslaved. No way. Oh, yeah. See, and therein lies the problem right there. We're not being enslaved. There's the problem. The American people won't come to terms with the fact that they have to right the wrongs. Boy, we're talking about eternity, friends. We're talking about this temporary time that we have been given, understanding that life is but a vapor. We are to redeem the time, for the days are evil. You know, so many people procrastinate. I'll just pick it up tomorrow and take a little time to read it, you know. Hang on a second, I gotta shut the TV off. I gotta watch the news here. I mean, this is the hypocrisy of those that claim that they have the truth, who hold truth and unrighteousness. I want to tell you also, friends, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. I'll do it tomorrow. Isn't it amazing how tomorrow never comes? Yeah. Yep. Sure is. Movie came out not too long ago. It was a true story. Hidden Figures. And John Glenn just happened to be one of the guys that was supposed to be shot up into orbit because there was a big space war going on. Space race. They called it the space race between America and Russia. And they had to get up there first. And, you know, we were told about Sputnik and how this thing was going orbiting the Earth and the Russians are watching everything. Isn't it amazing how that works? It always works for relinquishing more power to government for our security. Isn't that amazing how they constantly use fear to motivate the people? And folks, if you feared God, you wouldn't fear man. See, they depend upon it. And so the way they depend upon it is they have to create slaves by dumbing them down to believe whatever it is that they're told. NASA has taken in billions and billions and billions of dollars off of the stupidity of the American people. They had to justify it, so they had to create it. And once they created it, the people had to believe it. And only half of the American people believe it. The other half don't. See, they still have a problem. But the problem they're not having is money. So, America, let me go back to this and say that you're paying for your own demise. You are. But let's go over to John Glenn, the guy that supposedly orbited the Earth, okay? John Glenn said Americans just want us not to be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. Why, if we had to do that, said John Glenn, follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws we act around here. Folks, that is a crime. He said we have to lie to the people, and if the people knew any different, we couldn't do what we do around here. So if you're complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, it's because you won't get back to enforce thou shalt not lie concerning those that have been delegated power from we the people to serve we the people. It's a crime, Article 2, Section 4. For the smallest of misdemeanors, you are to remove them and indict them. And I can just hear someone coming back right now. That'll never happen. That'll never happen. Nope, it won't, as long as you keep saying that. And when you say that will never happen, you're ensuring them to add strength to the tyranny that they're committing against you. Okay? But there's the guy that everybody looked up as a hero. I think it's important for you, too, to understand that dictators of the past, I think it's pretty... pretty well understood that dictators always put themselves up as heroes. Keep in mind, John Glenn was definitely set up as a hero. No question about it. And then they put him in government to commit more crimes. Now, do you believe a guy like this would actually tell you the truth? You know, I want to tell you something. John Glenn probably found out when he stood in front of his creator. Thou shalt not lie. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. I bet it didn't go over very well then. See, now this is where I'm taking it to the present. See, this is what I'm trying to tell everybody, the good, bad, and the ugly in this country, friends. You're not exempt. You're going to stand before my Father. Every knee is going to bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like it or not, you are going to stand in front of Him. All of you that serve false gods, you are going to kneel before Him and confess before the Father that His Son is Lord. And you're not going to get saved when you're dead, friends. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There you have it. That's the message. And guess what? There is no nice way to say repent to self-righteous people. And it was those self-righteous people that had Christ crucified. I think I was saying to you right before the last segment, the problem with the American people is they don't think they've been enslaved. Yep, that's why you're not being freed. It's the Christ that sets men free, not the lie. We have to set the. We have to turn the lights up like Gideon did concerning the Midianites. We have to turn the lights on because the light may be the only truth that men get that are in darkness, and that's the church's job, is to give it to them. Like it or not, like our friend from Ireland this early afternoon. But John Glenn, Americans just want us not to be concerned if they can be constitutionally justified. No, they don't care about that because they don't know it. Well, if we had to do that, follow the rule of the Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we enact around here. And there it is. Get rid of man's 10,000 commandments. Get back to God's 10. See, there's no better way to make slaves out of men than to pervert and reverse and invert and to redefine their history by allowing the corrupt to lead the way. Matthew 15:14. Matter of fact, Matthew 15:14 states, let the blind lead the blind because they're all going to end up in the ditch. You know, as a matter of fact, telling you and to those that are actually active online, it's interesting how these professed Christians and he that saith, I know him, keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not him. They call themselves Christians, but they're not. That's why I say professed, right? The heathen. And self-professed conservatives, which are, again, yesterday's liberals. But some of the stuff they post shows you how enslaved they really are. And I'm going to highlight that right when we get back. How enslaved are those that call themselves the right? I'm going to show you. And this will explain to you why there's a left. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about making slaves, modern education, indoctrination, the making of slaves. Hey, friends, I'll tell you another way to do this, and I'm not being facetious. I say this out of love for my people in this country. The best way to make slaves is, first of all, the education, modern education, which is nothing but indoctrination, reversing everything that our forefathers established. No doubt, everybody knows that. At least they should if they don't. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's not freedom to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. As a matter of fact, those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have, were they doing what they wanted to do, or were they doing what they had to do to ensure our freedoms? And it's good enough for them to fight, bleed, and die, but it's good enough for you to sit back and do a whole lot of nothing, right? Because that's what a good portion of you have been doing. Nothing but talking, nothing but talking, nothing but that's it. Just talk, 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 talk. And what a better way to make slaves than to sit back and let the corrupt do the things that they do. You're seeing an alliance take place in this country, friends, today, and it's not good. Under the guise of the good guys in office now. Just highlighting John Glenn talking about no better way to make slaves out of men than to pervert and reverse and to invert and to redefine their history and then to stand back and allow the corrupt to lead the way. And folks, do you see things getting better? Do you see things getting worse? There's your answer as to the fruit of the American people. Going on to the next point and showing you the mentality of what you would call and consider the right. By the way, I seen much of this at the Tea Party that I did last week, and there were a great bunch of people. And I'm sure you are too. But I would ask that you'd open the ears up and the eyes to see and respond to the truth here. But going online in the feed, you have been taught over the last 60 years in this country concerning the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, right? You know, here's the right for you. This is their vernacular. This is their talk. The Democrats did this and the Democrats did that. And if the right's not talking about how the Democrats did it, see, they got to blame somebody for their inaction, right? Because when you're talking about the Democrats and the left, you're talking about criminals. Because they don't have a right to break the law. See, or what you'll hear the right talk about is democracy, our democracy. See, they don't like Donald, Barack Hussein Obama and preceding presidents. But the fact of the matter is it's okay when the present president talks about our democracy, which we are not. Read Matthew 3:25, because we are a republic and we only have one constitution, Exodus 18:21 as well. Now listen, when I was at this party, this tea party in Wisconsin, in Amory this last week, I asked the people in the room to be honest with me. How many of you talk like this? The Democrats did this and the Democrats did that. And they were honest about it. And many of them raised their hands. And I asked them, just like I do quite often when I see the right that claims to be the almighty when it comes to the facts concerning what's going on in our country. They don't have any fruit, but they know how to talk, right? It's interesting to know when I ask them what a democracy is in the Constitution and where it's found, not a one of them can answer me. And then I look at the young people that are at these meetings and I say to them, see, you've been raised up under a bunch of people that think they know what they really don't know. You know, you've been taught the paradigm between the right and the left. Yep, 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 heard all that. And the kids are like looking at you like, I've been lied to, huh? And I'm looking at them and saying, yep, you have. But here's the truth of the matter. If we go back to one of our founders, like President John Adams, listen to what he said. And I got the whole quote here. Line upon line, precept upon precept. For those that are caught up into the Democratic Party, and by the way, nobody's fed this more than the conservatives of the day and or the professed church. Listen carefully. And it's not true. Okay? There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, said John Adams. Each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Let me say that again. The right-left paradigm, the Republican and the Democrat paradigm, friends, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under Constitution. See, evil minds got together and said, we need to get these two in opposition. And then later on in life, namely in America, then someone else had another idea. Let's do what politics does, and let's come up with something called pro wrestling. Let's create the bad guy and let's create the good guy, and no matter what the case may be, we control both of them, and we always get out the political, at the end of the day, the political end that we wanted in the first place. But what you did is we put a show on for the people, and that way we can divide the people as well, and that gives us strength once they divide themselves one towards another. Jesus said that. He said, if a house be divided against the house, it's not going to stand. Yep, and the enemy knows all the well, divide and conquer. Yep, we know that. I mean, if the American people would understand the two enemies of the people are criminals and governments, and go back to Thomas Jefferson who gave us the remedy, he said, let us tie the second down to the change of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. But John Adams, the second president of the United States, said this left-right paradigm, the Republican-Democrat paradigm, he said it's the greatest evil, political evil under the Constitution. Yet how many conservatives, those that call themselves right, are continuously spewing the filthy lie that's been given to them? They want everybody else to drink the same Kool-Aid they drank to their own demise. Or what about this? We hear from the right, the conservatives, or the professed Christians of the day, which are not. I seen a post the other day that said, who's worse, Korea, Russia, or Syria? And they're getting all this information from the media they say they don't believe. This is what's ridiculous. Who's worse, Korea, Russia, or Syria? What does that matter to you? What is that of any of your business? And by the way, if you're mad at Russia, Korea, or Syria, or any other country, why would you be mad at them? Were you in Russia? Were you in Korea? Were you in Syria? No! This is a part of the money-making scheme. What am I talking about? I'm getting to it right now. See, who's worse, Korea, Russia, or Syria, is the question from a person that calls himself the right, okay, a conservative. See, the suggestion is that the corrupt politicians who are allowed to run counter to American government under the guise of American government somehow or another must be now telling you the truth when they go to war with an alleged third world dictator. Maniacal, might I add. It's always some maniacal leader, madman, that some homicidal maniac that wants to take us out. Yep, this has been going on for a long time in your country, and it's been paying off. And see, the payoff goes to the military-industrial complex, and who's paying the price? Your sons and your daughters. And who allows, don't complain about Congress, you allowed Congress to send them in the first place. And in many cases, illegally. See, these are the same people who continuously advocate what God condemns, such as lying, Exodus 20:16, stealing, Exodus 20:15, sodomy, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, and 30 other references to what God condemns. The redefining marriage, even pedophilia, Exodus 22:23, and the sanctioning of the murder of American children in the womb, Proverbs 6:17. And for some reason or another, they got you believing that they're now telling you the truth. Wow. Wow. Whoa. Figure that one out. Let's go to a guy that had some really good insight concerning what I'm talking to you about right now. His name was George Orwell. Listen carefully. Every war, when it comes, or before it comes, is represented, not as a war, but as an act of self-defense against some homicidal maniac. Is that how it comes, America? As a matter of fact, has it ever come any other way? No, it has not. His statement, spot on. In our time, political speech and writing are largely the defense of the indefensible. But if thought corrupts language, language can also corrupt thought. All the war propaganda, all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not even doing the fighting. That's modern day politics. Note, back in the day, during the time of the Revolutionary War, it was our founding forefathers that were actually leading the nation. Those are the ones that were actually doing the fighting. Think about that. Not your kids going first. Not your sons and your daughters going first. No, these are corrupt politicians that are creating the war, America. Let them fight it out. They want a war? Let them fight it out. Put them in a cage match, if it's such a righteous war. No, it's not them. And for those that know the Sons of Liberty, you also know, that have been listening to us, you also know that during Vietnam it was okay to draft everybody else's kids, but when it came to those in Congress and our representatives, when it was their kids that were being drafted up, all of a sudden it was time to end the war. If you want to shut down on this one, that's fine, but I want to tell you something. I come from a military family, and my family's paid the price every step of the way, even my cousin being killed in Vietnam. So don't give me none of your baloney about how you can try to attempt to justify what these corrupt politicians are doing, friends, because they are. As a matter of fact, if you want to go to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., go ahead. And what you'll notice is, hey, folks, it wasn't your kids that were being protected. It's the trees in Washington, D.C. that have fences around them with warning signs that if you in any way hurt these trees, you will be fined. They care more about the earth than they do the blood of your sons and your daughters. But these are the ones that are fighting. These are the ones that are causing wars, America. All the war propaganda and all the screaming and lies and hatred comes invariably from people who are not even doing the fighting. I'm going to finish this up when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. I'm a son of liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad tells the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to tell you, thank you very much for making us the number one show during the weekends. We're rocking number two right now. Just looked up on GCN. It must have made a couple people mad, but we're usually right up in the top slot there. Got us at number two right now, which is okay. Hey, folks, the truth hurts. That's fine. But you better remember you were given the truth, and you're now accountable for the truth that's been given unto you. And maybe that's why some of the people just decided to jump shows. It was too much truth. Well, there is no such thing as too much truth. We also understand that in parallel to that, and it tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. Yeah, but work it out so it doesn't have to be sorrowful, right? It can be liberated. Let's establish our nation in righteousness, in peace, amen, through judgment, through the knowledge of the law, enforcing it against all crime. That's my objective here, as is it as any other man or woman that has hope in God. It's always the same thing. I have hope. We're going to receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, because we don't limit the Holy One of Israel here. Amen? Okay, so I'm on right now talking about how the modern education, the indoctrination centers, are making slaves. Well, the media is doing the same thing, and so are politicians. And politicians, let's just call it for what it is. They are actors. Nothing less. They are paid actors, okay? Who can lie better than the other guy? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, knowing that you're going to face the judge on that final day, and you're doing whatever you can get away with right now. I mean, as if to suggest that it doesn't rain on the just and in the unjust. It means that what you are sowing into your life, you are going to reap it. And I often think of the guy named Barack Hussein Obama and other corrupt politicians and George Bush Sr. Whoa. I wouldn't want to be there. Whistleblowers have called George Bush Sr., Evil Poppy. They say he's the most evil man. Whistleblowers, people that know who he is, he's the most evil man they've ever seen, the most evil man that's alive. And America fell for the fact that he was a Christian, too. But going on here, who's worse, Korea, Russia, or Syria? And then we started to highlight war. And then I was talking about how politicians are the ones that are creating these wars, just like we were told by Mr. Doinitz concerning the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. But America, apparently, that doesn't apply here, although you're seeing the fruit of it. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidarity to peer wind. War against a foreign country only happens when the moneyed class think they are going to profit from it. Folks, as a matter of fact, if you look at the history of wars, you'll find out it's the same people funding both sides. It's the same money funding both sides, friends. Nationalism is power-hungry hunger tempered by self-deception. War is peace now. Freedom is slavery now. Ignorance is strength now on the manipulation of language for political ends. But this is what you drank. That war is peace. No, it's not. The rule of law brings about peace, not war. What brings about war is being ruled by force. That's what brings about war, and that's what you're seeing today. See, there's always this plea of necessity, which just happens to be the arguments of all conspirators, America. Did you know that? That's the argument of all conspirators. We have to respond. We have to respond. Look what they're doing to us. Look what they're doing to us. Look what they're doing to us. You hear it every 10 years. And yet you fall for it again and again. Orwell says, we have now sunk to a depth at which restatement of the obvious is the first duty of intelligent men. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. In times of universal deceit, telling the truth will be a revolutionary act. Yeah. We don't need a revolution. We need people to stand up and deal with those that are trying to shut us down in the freedoms that God has bestowed upon us. Furthermore, if you just ask U.S. diplomat, National Security Advisor, and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger as to what his corrupt take on the military men are that fight those wars, your children, listen to what he said. This is the guy that sits next to the presidents, okay? National Security Advisor, a U.S. diplomat, and the Secretary of State, pedophile Henry Kissinger. He said concerning your sons and daughters, he said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. He goes on, March 10th, 1975, after meeting with the Turkish foreign minister in Turkey, Henry Kissinger said, the illegal we do immediately. See, that's all they have to do is provoke their people against their political opposition. How simple it is for them to do that in this country. I mean, just think about it. Adolf Hitler had to attack his own Reichstag before he could incite the people, 80 million people in Germany, to go after the Poles. Wow. He said the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. In other words, we just do what we want to do, and then when we come down and we tear down the laws, we use our politicians, we use our actors to go ahead and tear down the Constitution so we can make it legal next time. That's what he's saying. See, the above said are the grown-ups, the adults. This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to their genius. Read Romans 1:22. It says, professing themselves to be wise, the professed conservatives, the Christians, professed Christians, and then that would call themselves the right. That's what we've been highlighting, right? The grown-ups. See, they profess themselves to be wise, but friends, they become fools, the Bible tells us. Yep, they have, when you judge them by their fruit. What about their children? I mean, when you look at the children, again, speaking at 360 public high schools and a number of colleges nationwide, by the way, the 360 was 398 that were actually public schools. Two of them were Christian schools. But speaking of this, it never ceases to amaze me that these young people know more than those who founded this country. You know, they know everything now. Who taught them that? I'll tell you who taught them that. Their parents, where they can do no wrong. See, those that call themselves right that I'm exposing right now, they're the ones teaching their kids they know more than their founders. Through their lack of repentance and through their lack of education because they've been so well indoctrinated. And by the way, and enslaved, but yet they're not enslaved. No! Look at your country, America. How haven't you been enslaved? That's a better way to put it. But just think about it. The young people in this country have been taught to know more than our founding forefathers. 240 years later, we're here, yet they know more than we do, and they're the ones stirring up all this trouble with the use of the media's narrative. Read Psalm 119:45. When you get a moment. Psalm 119, verse 45. Well, how could this be? Well, it is what has been allowed by the parents who have delivered their children to be taught by a bunch of dumbed down, useful idiots called teachers who have been appointed to indoctrinate. Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by her children. See, the result is that they are creating people smart enough to repeat what they're told, to follow orders, and dumbed down enough to think that this makes them smarter than everyone else. Just look at them, friends. Colleges are worse than the high schools. I mean, folks, you want to talk about a spirit of arrogance? You know, in many cases, you just find yourself not even willing to cast pearls before them swine. Because they act just like it. They rejected truth to their own demise. And they got to learn the hard way because nobody ever taught them any different. Well, you know, I have a response here by an individual. He left his name as Sovereign American. He said, single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day. That's true. I'm not saying everybody's in conspiracy. But I am saying that a series of oppressions, the way that you have seen them, America, they begin as at a distinguished period, and they're pursued unalterably through every change of ministers, actors, politicians, and to plainly prove a deliberate systematic plan of reducing a people to slavery. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Does that apply to you, America? Yes, it is. Yes, it does. Let me say it again. Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions begun at a distinguished period and pursued unalterably through every change of ministries to plainly prove a deliberate systematic plan of reducing a people to slavery. Is that what's going on? Yes, it is. You were warned to the rights of British America in 1774 by the third president of the United States of America, the earmarks of tyranny. Sovereign American said, stop, drop, and roll won't work in hell. That's exactly right. Stop, drop, and roll won't work in hell. Don't play the victim when you stand there on Judgment Day, America, because you know. And I love you again enough to tell you the truth. G.K. Chesterton said this. I'm sorry, it's Chesterton. I added an S. G.K. Chesterton. Tolerance is the virtue of a man without convictions. Is that you? Tolerance is the virtue of a man without convictions. How can you be without convictions in a day and age like this? On a positive, hey, America, to those that have ears to hear, those that have eyes to see, we have a prime opportunity to answer God's call. Call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Amen. 1 John 3:18, talk to you soon. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.